Jim has pointed out that we have done some significant things in the past, but I'm concerned about the future. And we just need to acknowledge today has been an amazing start. Amen? If I were a Southern Baptist, I would make you say amen, but I'm not. But it's been a good start. But the challenge is, what is the future of Evangelicals for Peace? Is this just a meeting, or can we really ignite a movement? I think the question before us is, will we work together? There's a number of organizations here, dynamic organizations, and I believe as we come together, we can do things together. We can leverage our voice as evangelicals, make greater use of resources. There's all kinds of ways that will enhance our organizations and make our voice heard if we will work together. Second question I think we have to ask is, will we embrace and promote the fullness of biblical peace? At the beginning, I said, and we talked about one of our goals for Evangelicals for Peace was to develop and live out a peace that was biblical, comprehensive, and proactive. Now, the focus of this summit has been foreign policy. We're at least trying to address some of these issues, but I'd like to step back for just a few moments before we close and say, what would it be like if we as evangelicals in the next number of years worked at biblical, comprehensive, and a proactive approach to peace? What would our future focus be? Well, first of all, I think we need to continue. We have a lot of work to do in foreign policy. We've just begun to scratch the surface for some of us. I happen to know a lot of the younger people here, and they're shaking their heads trying to figure out, how are we going to do this? This has been a great start, but we have so much to go on foreign policy. One of the issues we haven't dealt with, is this on? Is violence in the streets. If we're serious about peace, it's not just about war. What about violence in Boston, in New York, wherever you live? I just moved to Colorado, and we have mass murder in Aurora. How are we going to deal with violence in our streets? I'd love to tell stories, but we need to bring this to a close. Women peacemakers. How many women were just awarded recently the Nobel Peace Prize? Three women. Amazing story. How many of you have seen Pray the Devil Back to Hell? Story of Christians and Muslim women working together to overthrow a corrupt regime in Liberia. Amazing story. We need to gather in the future. We need to have seminars. We need to have conferences dealing with war and foreign policy, violence in the streets, women peacemakers, peacemaking and evangelism. I was so encouraged at Joseph, strong word, and then Bob Roberts gave it a hearty amen. Well, one of the challenges that I faced, I used to be a missions director. Now I lead a peacemaking organization. So people say, what are you doing? And I say, look, we are trying to pioneer what it means to be true evangelical peacemakers, truly evangelical. We have a gospel. We're all about Jesus and true peacemaking. But we don't do peacemaking as an evangelistic strategy, as a means to an end, bait and switch. And so I really believe we have a lot of talking to do how we live out this gospel, integrated, loving our neighbor, the Great Commandments, the Great Commission, in a way that has full integrity, that doesn't minimize but maximizes Jesus through our words and deeds, the good news, and the peace of the gospel. Yeah, one of the great questions was, well, what's the difference between peacemakers and evangelical peacemakers? There it is. Hasn't this been a wonderful Jesus-centered conversation? He's been in here a number of times, and that's how we want to end, that Jesus is the center of this. And we're also committed. I think as we look to the future, we really want to start a network, and we want to begin educating the church for a powerful, comprehensive peace witness. I remember reading a book about Christian schools. And, you know, a lot of our Christian schools, they prepare children to be God's little soldiers. How about God's peacemakers? Wouldn't that be a good thrust for Christian schools? So let me back up. I'm saying We have not been effective at being evangelical peacemakers historically, from my perspective. I'd like to quote something from the World Evangelical Alliance Peace and Reconciliation preamble. I happen to be a part of this. Tell me if this relates to you. Here's what we've concluded as our introduction. God's mission is the reconciliation of all things through Christ, and he invites us to participate with him in the pursuit of right relationships. We honor the faithful examples of peace building and reconciliation in our history. We confess and repent of our failure, whether through our action or inaction, to bear witness to the gospel by faithfully living out the peaceable ways of Jesus Christ. In particular, we acknowledge that in our zeal for evangelism, we have often overlooked the biblical mandate to pursue peace. We commit ourselves anew to this mandate within our homes, churches, communities, and among the nations. So what would a biblical, comprehensive, proactive peace witness look like? Here it is in 2 minutes. The challenge for us, to begin with peace with God. What does that mean practically? It moves to peace with ourselves, peace in the church, peace with our neighbor, and ultimately peace with our enemies. Now, the reality is, life is not a nice sequence like this or continuum, but this is where Jesus wants to move all of us. We're in this process. Some of us, in those in spiritual formation, really talk about peace with God, peace with ourselves, and we move right down this spectrum or continuum. And if we are going to be this evangelical movement that stresses a biblical, comprehensive, and proactive peace, that we need to train our people, model in all these dimensions. Now, here's 6 spheres I want to quickly articulate. This is my model, but just to give you an idea of one of the ways we could do this as evangelicals. First sphere, the foundation, is personal peace. I made a joke last night to a smaller group of people. Anyone here know any angry peacemakers that really could use a little work in the heart? My wife's a spiritual director, and we're always going over this. What about personal peace? And then this model builds, so I think that should be the foundation for evangelical peacemakers. Then moves to interpersonal. If personal peace is, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, in Colossians. Interpersonal, go and be reconciled in our homes and our churches. Then there's social peacemaking. That's when you have Christian versus Muslim. Get the log out of your own eye. When evangelicals go to the gay community, how will we engage social groups? Next, there's urban. I am so grateful for Bob Roberts, Engage in the Domains, and of course I'm even more grateful for Jeremiah, who said, seek the peace of the city. And so something beyond even social dimensions is to look at a city and the domains and say, how can we as evangelicals seek the common good, seek the peace of the city? And then it moves to national and ultimately international peacemaking. Now I just share this because we only touched on some of the international. And then we're kind of going in different dimensions of the spheres and peacemaking. Did anyone learn today that if we're serious about this, it's multifaceted? There's so many ways that we can work for peace, different roles. I so appreciated Eric. Are you still here? Sure. I so appreciated Eric. He's the just war brother, and he's sharpening and challenging me. But he says, and here's where peacemakers fit, and here's how we can work together. That's what it's going to take, and I'm so grateful. The reason I think this is significant is each of these spheres builds on the other and shows the complexity that we face today. I believe the evangelicals for peace, every one of us in here, need to be engaged in some of these spheres, some of us in different ones, but together, as the church, as evangelicals around the world, this is part of our calling, I believe. We've gathered here because we want to help followers of the Prince of Peace be more effective force for peace in our world today. I would like Lynn Hybels to come up and just close us in prayer. Lynn is one of those women peacemakers. I think it's appropriate that she should close us.